This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Chris Zachary. This segment of Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, Brunswick Adventures, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Yeah. Coach, welcome to the show.
I appreciate that. Thank y'all for being here.
9-0.
Sounds good to me.
You know, been a long season. Battled through a bunch of ups and downs.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start by talking about maybe 2 weeks down the road, which I know coaches hate doing that, but Region 1 looks mighty, mighty, mighty tough, and it looks like a lot of stuff got solved Friday night. If I'm understanding correctly, it looks like there's about a 95% chance we'll play Houston County in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. If we take care of business, you know, Friday night, you know, Houston will be the 4. It looks like Lee County will be the 3. And then their region championship between TCC and Northside will be determined Friday night as well. But that, you know, that's one heck of a region. It's known as like the SEC of 6A. Week in and week out in that region, you got to be prepared. So to see a 4 seed like Houston County that's beat Northside and held their own against TCC and those other teams, I mean, that's going to be a challenge for us in the first round.
You know, it's the region championship Friday night.
That's right.
Also really important, the fact that you want to win, because if you lose, then you get Lee County coming to town.
Right. You know, you definitely want to take care of business against Effingham. And, you know, it's senior night, and we want to send those seniors out the right way and, you know, continue their legacy that they're leaving for their team. And just definitely, we want to take care of business so that we have that number one seed.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you know, I know we had an injury Friday night. We won't elaborate a whole lot on it, but it was one of our key players. Won't be even call names. But, you know, I saw Georgia play Saturday, and they lost a big-time player.
Oh, yeah.
Can't play the rest of the season. And their motto was next man up.
Yeah, definitely. You got to have that next man up mentality. And the thing that it does, it provides an opportunity for somebody else to step up. And earlier in the season, we had our safety position. We lost 2 safeties, the ACOs, and then a guy that stepped up that comes to mind is Tate Gadsden. We would have never known what Tate Gadsden has done this season if somebody wouldn't have went down. And you never want a player to go down, but you also want your players to be ready. You know, when their number's called, be prepared. And Tate Gadsden's done that in that position with, you know, he had a big interception against Bowles, and then the next game against Glenn Academy, he's got a big scoop and score. He had a big interception this past Friday night against Evans. I mean, he's making play after play after play. But definitely we're gonna continue to preach that next man up mentality and some guys that gotta fill in on defense and special teams for the player that we lost on Friday night.
You know, Coach, before we get into talking about last Friday night or next week, or this week I should say, can you let the people know how important some of these fundraisers are we got going on right now?
Definitely. We got our popcorn sales right now, and it's going very well for us. And you know, it's quick and easy for our guys to get it out in the community, and they can send it via text or social media. And, the holidays are coming along. You can buy a lot of popcorn for, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas break, or, you know, it's just really good to have. And these guys can participate, and it's really easy for them to do their part to help out the team.
People don't understand, we're going to need some big-time buses to travel come third round of the playoffs. And even if maybe that doesn't happen, you still have your off-season
right stuff.
And I know the Boosters Club does their best they can, but them fundraisers, them buses, I mean, one bus, one tour bus to go from here to, let's just say, Gainesville,
Yeah, that's a long trip, and I think the prices on the charter buses have definitely went up. You know, I think our booster club is priced some, and it's more expensive than you'd actually think. You know, you could get two of them for, you know, it's a couple thousand dollars each, and you know that all that stuff costs money. And we want to be first class with our guys; they deserve the best. And to have the opportunity to do that, it does take money. So we're fundraising right now for the program, and we're definitely going to have that for the playoffs and for down the road.
Well, we want to make sure we got this on the air, that there is the popcorn sales going on right now. I also saw there's a 50-50 draw going on right now. Yep. So anybody hearing this that, hey, get you a 50-50 draw, you never know.
That's right.
Coach, we will get into the Evans game, but before we get into Evans game, I've seen recently we're playing some guys both ways. Saw Jaden Drayton playing offense and playing defense. Saw Ivan Johnson slide back and forth, and it looks like them two are kind of giving each other a breather.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Ivan's been doing it all year long. He's done a really good job. If you look back at the Evans game, that you can see he actually led the team in tackles and in rushing yards. And that for him to have that impact on, you know, the game and on the team, it really helps out all around. And then Jaden as well. Jaden also on special teams in the return game. Some on defense as well. You know, he just brings another element to our defense. And, you know, he's just a playmaker on offense and definitely trying to get the ball in his hands.
Well, they both have one thing in common, and they're both seniors.
That's right.
And I know if I've got a fourth and one that I really need to get, I probably want to lean on my senior instead of my sophomore.
That's right. Yeah. Even, you know, we got two really good sophomore running backs, but those guys are working really hard. And, you know, with the offensive line that we have, you get behind those guys and try and get what you can get. And definitely lean on your strengths at this time of the year.
More to come on the Pirate Show on the Vision Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling, across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwich, ribs, turkey club, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner, the legendary Max Barbecue. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Run Without Coaches Show with Head Coach Gary Grady on the Mission Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, we had another road game Friday. Hopefully the last road game before the state championship. We're going to think positive here.
That's right.
You know, I know we had our previous road game where we had to play a 5 o'clock game, and this one seemed to go a little smoother.
Definitely. You know, the trip up was, I think, planned out perfectly. We got our guys in. They got their game day lift, so that didn't break routine. fed them breakfast, got on the bus, and then we traveled 2 hours to Statesboro where we actually did a walkthrough at Paulson. And for our guys to be able to get out there and be in a college campus and be in a college stadium, I think that was just a wonderful experience for those guys. And, you know, we spent about an hour and a half there so they could use the restroom, eat a snack, and just try to stretch their legs a little bit before getting back on the bus. And got back on the bus in about an hour and a half to a pregame meal. And so we got up in Augusta area because you don't want to be around there during, you know, 5 o'clock traffic and get caught up or something. And, you know, they got a good pregame meal at Outback. And then, you know, stayed there about an hour and a half and then got on the bus, and we were 5 minutes away from the stadium and got there in great time and just got our guys prepared for the game. And, you know, it was a great atmosphere. That was the first time in being at Evans Stadium. And, you know, it's a pretty neat little stadium. It's kind of like in a hillside and everything and down in a bowl. And, you know, I think our guys were, as far as the trip, did very well.
Coach, I know the last road trip didn't seem like our defense come out ready to play, but it sounded like our defense really come out ready to play.
Yeah, definitely. They showed up, and they showed up all night long. And even though with our injuries, we had some guys fill in, and these guys, it's about an eye, they didn't skip a beat, and they played hard all night long. Shut Evans up for 3 quarters, and, you know, without them doing that, you know, that we wouldn't be successful that night. And our guys did a really good job. Our coaches did a really good job coaching them up.
You know, it's really easy when a guy like Devin does get hurt to lose focus, but right. That did not seem to happen.
No, I mean, it took, you know, that was the third play of the game, and our guys really, you know, wanted to play hard for him and make sure we got out of there with a win. And we had some guys step up in big roles, and I think from that point forward, you know, they were a little shocked at first, and then, you know, everything calmed down, and when they went back out there in the next series, they just played really hard and really good defense.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, offensively, we seem to move the ball up and down the field, and I know there were some penalties. I know there was some questionable calls. We'll keep this politically correct.
That's right.
We still put 28 on the board, and that's with a drop touchdown pass and I believe 3 fumbles in the second half.
Yeah, we had some miscues on offense, but some of them, like I said, you know, we had a penalty right before the half that we would have been 14-0 right there going into the half. So that took a score off the board. And, you know, I was telling our guys the sequence of that series. We come out with a penalty that backs us up. The next play is a sack. The next play is another penalty. And it took us out of field goal range even to get points on the board. And that's not what we want to do. And so we got to correct that and come out better. But definitely the second half, we moved the ball up and down. I think it was 368 rushing yards. And, you know, we just got to squeeze the ball a little bit better. I think he hit the nail on the head with some of the guys. I thought they were down before, you know, being down and rolling over and giving the ball to the referee or rolling on the ground. I thought the guys were down sometimes. But, you know, that's not my call. That's why they're there. And you just got to play what they give you.
You know, that one play, I call it a counter.
Yep.
I really have another name for it. I see Brad Kirkland sitting in here, and he used to run that against my team in Little League, and it used to drive me insane. But it looks like that counter works so well that the referees are sitting there going, somebody had to just hold.
That's right. I mean, our guy fell down, you know, he put his hands on him. He didn't bring the guy down with him. But, yeah, we could have really just ran past him and not even touched him. He wouldn't even know where the ball was. I think William Heck just walked in the end zone. But he got called for the hold and, you know, backed us up. And we just can't make crucial penalties in that part of the game.
You know, Coach, we talked about this earlier. You got stable running backs. I mean, we got 2 sophomores that are unbelievable.
Right.
We got a senior in Drayton when we want to run the ball. We got a senior in Johnson, pretty well loaded at running back. You said 300 and what the other night?
368
rushing yards. Got to credit the offensive line for some of that, too.
Definitely. You know, they did a good job moving some guys off the ball and made some corrections this week in practice about, you know, maybe getting up to the linebacker. But they were handling the first level pretty good. Our running backs were reading the defense and doing a really good job of sticking their foot in the ground and getting north and south. William Heck, I think he had an incredible run one time. And, you know, I think somebody missed a block up front. He just made a guy miss and still got positive yardage. So
So, Coach, from offensive and defensive side of the ball, if you had to just point out one or two guys for players of the game, who would you have pointed out?
I mean, the first guy you got to talk about is, of course, Ivan Johnson. He was our player of the game, and he led the team in tackles, and then he led the team in rushing yards. He had over 100 rushing yards in that game, and that's just incredible. And if you look back at the offense, too, somebody I want to point out is J.R. Elkins. He made some really good reads. He distributed the ball very well. I know we had some miscues on some drops or, you know, interceptions or anything, but he was actually doing exactly what he was coached to do on some of the plays. And he's playing really well. I don't want to take anything away from him. And it's going to continue to get better. But he I thought he played well. And then, you know, of course, our defensive front just keeps playing hard. And, you know, it's hard to run on our defense. And they just got to keep playing and owning the trenches.
You know, Coach, that's one of them things I look at heading into playoffs. I know Houston, Lee, all them boys are big boys, and we don't really know what they've got. But I do know this. They haven't faced a defensive line or defensive linebackers, defensive end, nowhere near what we've got out there. I just can't imagine that they've seen anything that tough all year.
I mean, they've got some really good defenses in Region 1. I'm not going to take anything away from anybody. I'm glad, you know, the defense that we have, they play really hard. They get after it in practice. They do what they're coached to do. They're coachable kids. But, you know, we'll see when we get there. You know, I definitely, you know, we faced Region 1 2 years ago, I believe, with when we played Lee County. And that was a heck of a Lee team. You know, they went on to play in the state championship against Buford. And, you know, they've got some great athletes all over that region and all, you know, all the teams that are in the playoffs. And, you know, you got TCC that's coming up from 4A, and then, you know, Houston's always been in there. Valdosta moved up to 7A, and Lee's always been in there. Northside's always been in there. So those guys have been in Region 1, 6A for a long time, and they just got some really good, you know, teams. And we'll see the first round.
You know, that Lee game 2 years ago, we were in that game starting fourth quarter.
Yeah, we were in there for a half, and then, you know, floodgates kind of opened. And, you know, they, like I said, they had some amazing players on their team. You know, the running back, he's at South Carolina. And the quarterback, you know, who was a receiver, he's a starting receiver for the University of Kentucky. They got some offensive linemen that are at the Division I level. And their defense was incredible.
Thanks, Coach. We'll be right back to the Northern Kentucky Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Brady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive, off of Highway 82, next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Brady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Ivory. This segment, was brought to you by Brunswick Adventures, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and Max Barbecue. Coach, Friday night, region championship, Glenn County Stadium.
Between the bricks. We're excited. Our kids are excited. You know, this is what they've worked hard for all summer long. They've done a really good job, you know, preparing themselves. And, you know, this started that late in February. Everyone workouts, meeting with our guys, installing a new offense. Got a lot of returners coming back. And these guys have done a really good job, not only on the football field, but off the football field as well, about, you know, in the classroom or getting out in the community and really showing their pride and love for the community. And that's one thing I'm proud about this team. But they've earned everything that they've got, you know, and up to this point, you know, they're so well deserving of being able to have this opportunity.
Coach, before we get into talking about Effingham, tell us a couple of guys that may be replacing Devin Smith.
Gerald Quick is one guy, and, you know, he played a lot earlier in the season against, you know, Lakeside, and he played a lot against Evans Friday night. And then the other guy, Sebastian Hutchison. And those two guys, you know, they're battling to get in there. And they both have different skill sets, you know. And, you know, I think Gerald does a really good job. You know, it's a new position to him. Using his hands, he's got long arms, and he can run. And then Sebastian does a really good job. He's tough, you know, coming in, taking on blocks off the edge in a run game. And I think both those guys are going to, you know, be role players in the game Friday night.
Coach, this is just a curiosity question. You know, I've heard two or three different opinions on what they think about this. I know Kirby Smart likes to give this big speech where his kids head out of the locker room. I've heard a few of the edited versions. That I've heard coaches say it doesn't do no good to have no big hype because 1 minute onto the field, it's over with.
That's right.
So where do you stand on that?
You know, I'm not a big rah-rah guy. I'm just, you know, tell the guys what we need to do, what we need to execute, and I don't give big pre-game speeches, big post-game speeches, man a few words, but, you know, when I say something, I mean it to these guys, and you know, if you can't get amped up or fired up to play a region championship, then something's wrong with you, and that's what I let those guys know. Like, I shouldn't be the one having to motivate you to get the one seed or win the region, and I don't have to do that, you know. A bunch of our guys are self-motivated, and we got some leaders on the team that, you know, if something needs to be said between the players, they'll get up and say it and let them know what we need to do and be accountable. But, you know, as far as pre-game speeches and post-game speeches, if you can't get fired up to play at home for a region championship, something's wrong.
This is the Brunswick County Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Effingham, I'll let you tell us a little bit. I got to go watch him play Glenn earlier in the year. You can elaborate further. Two things that stuck out to me was probably the most athletic quarterback we've played all year, and 2 6-foot-plus receivers on the outside.
You said it. Definitely got a hats off to their quarterback. Their offense is really good. Their receivers, and they distribute the ball well to those guys. And you know, this quarterback is a lot like Evans' quarterback, that does motor, he can move around. You know, we face a Grovetown's quarterback, but this guy, he's very intelligent, can distribute the ball well, you know, on the run, in the pocket. He's a true dual threat guy, so you got to respect the run and the pass game with him. And they're very balanced on offense. They're going to spread offense, and their RPOs that they're running, they do it very well. They're well coached. You know, Coach John Ford, got to know him very well. Got a lot of respect for him and his coaching staff. And they're doing a great job. You know, he's only been there 2 years, and he's playing for the region championship in 2 years. So he's turning their program around and getting them on the right track. So I know that he'll have his guys ready to play.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed in that game against Glenn was very disciplined. Very few penalties. Know where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do.
Right. But that goes back to being well coached. You know, their coaching staff has done a really good job, and, you know, that's the one thing you got to do is championship ball games. And I said this when we were playing bowls, but when talent meets talent, you know, talent doesn't matter. What do you do better than somebody else? You know, you got to be more disciplined. You can't make mistakes. And, you know, you got to secure the ball, no turnovers.
Coach, Coach, what about the defensive side of the ball? What kind of defense do they run, and is there a standout player you look at on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, they run a 4-3, a true 4-3. They play some man coverage in the back end, and they got a lot of guys going both ways. You know, some of their skill guys, those receivers you were talking about, they play in the secondary. One player that sticks out to me is number 44, defense end for him. I think he's tough. I think he plays really hard. There was a play that stood out to me. Somebody ran a long run against him, and he as a defensive end, he went and chased the guy down and made a tackle at the end of the play, and that just shows a lot of heart. And, you know, they won't quit. So that's one thing that you got to preach to your guys about. Even though something may go on in the game, these guys are going to be in it, and they're not going to quit. They got a lot of heart.
Coach, with them two big receivers, is this something we'll try to go to man, or will we put a man over the top?
I mean, definitely. You know, I think one thing that we do well is mix our coverages up, and that kind of messes with the quarterback a little bit. And, so you'll see a variety of different coverages, and definitely some man coverages, some zone coverages, and just according to our scheme.
Coach, we're only 2 days away. This time come Friday night, we'll be kicking off.
That's right.
We're looking forward to it. Want to encourage all Glenn County. Show up Friday night, support our Brunswick Pirates, and let's get us a region championship.
That's right. Senior night, let's send the seniors out in the right way. Leave their legacy. You know, and, definitely, this is going to be a great game for the region championship.
Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7 p.m. I'm Chris Zachary, signing off.